If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Sure glad you're riding along with us this week, folks. And we want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien. Mm-hmm. Has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You need it.
And you deserve it.
You have to have it.
He doesn't have a kidney belt.
No, he doesn't. No. He has one of those belt wallets.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's it. All right, let's have some music.
Oh, why
Gene
not?
Prescott is riding along with us. This is a great song written by Donnie Blands. Ooh. This is In the Real West.
It's the way of life in the real West. Neath the prairie moon that's heaven blessed. And a tall boot shuffle on a wooden floor. It's a clean white shirt on a Saturday night. And a long cold beer is pure delight. And if you heard me say it, well, there's a whole lot more. It's the way of life in the real West. I'm a city girl, but I must confess I'll be a cowboy angel, and I know what for. It's the way of life in the real West, where your time is yours, and the sun sets, and the stars rise up to light up the western sky.
Oh, yeah, man, that's a beautiful song.
Oh,
there.
Man.
Yeah, sung by, you said the prairie canary.
The prairie
canary. The songbird of the prairie.
Okay.
She's not the prairie canary.
Prairie canary's a mule, isn't it?
It's little, I don't know, it's a little easier to remember. Good work.
That's me.
All right.
This is me helping.
Yeah, all right. Appreciate that. Yeah, you do good work. Yeah,
yes.
I know you do. All right. Well, now I get it.
I get it. Now I get it.
I understand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as much as I try to understand, I do not understand Yellowstone tourists. I've tried to understand this. You know, here we go again. It is tourist tossing season. one more time. We've entered that. Yeah.
Well, we have established that buffalo or bison, excuse me,
sure.
Bison.
Yeah. Oh, heck with it. Call them buffalo.
I
don't care.
They have a bubble.
Yes. Oh,
just like people.
Duh. Duh.
Do not enter that bubble.
So there's all sorts of videos flying around the internet now of new encounters.
Yes.
And the newest one is some idiot guy who is actually charging bear.
I haven't seen this
one. This one is just this makes Reason stare.
Yeah.
He jumps out of his car. If they see a bear, he runs out through the meadow toward the bear. Now, granted, these bear have been a little startled. They got up and they left.
Okay. All right.
He's going to get eaten.
Yeah.
And I guess the Yellowstone Park Rangers and everybody's trying to figure out who it is. They haven't found him yet, but he's done it multiple times.
Well, he's probably a steaming pile of... they'll never find him.
You know, as a matter of fact, you know, there is that. He might have already met his demise.
He may have.
So no matter how hard you try, there are some things that you just can't understand. Yeah. I just don't get it.
I don't get it.
Well, we should be playing Baxter Black's 60-foot rope.
We should.
That's what we should be playing right now.
Why
you carry a 60-foot rope. He goes through the whole deal of roping a cow out through the cholla and the mesquite and losing his dally.
Yeah.
And now he understands.
Now,
yeah, I do too.
I understand.
A 35-foot team roping rope is hard to sneak up on a wild cow if it's around her neck.
Exactly.
You got a 60-foot rope.
Can't be done.
You got twice the chance.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Now I understand.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I automatically went to preg checking and preg checking and AIing.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Doing this stuff in the dark.
Okay. yeah.
You know, how long does it take to get that feel?
Oh, man, yeah.
Figure that
there
out.
There is a lot of veal diving going on.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're palpating between a couple of different membranes.
Right.
It's not like you're going in through the orifice.
And it's teeny.
Teeny tiny.
It is teeny.
And depending on what the gestation date was.
Right.
Yeah. You're talking a pea or a walnut.
Or a walnut a mouse.
You know, something to that effect.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
I get it.
I know. Now I get it why we have professionals do this.
Yeah. Right. And they are good.
Do not try this at home.
Right.
We are professionals.
Yes.
And I see why some people use ultrasound now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there you go. It's there.
Yeah.
Or it's not.
Yep. I can see it and
right.
I can't.
And I can see it and I can't. Yeah. Or I think I feel it. What is that? I'm not. Maybe that is a hard piece of fecal matter, but I don't know. I think I feel it.
I think so.
I think I got it.
Now
I understand.
I get it.
I understand why we have professionals doing those things, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Artificial insemination, AI, is not artificial intelligence. Right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
There is no.
Yeah. Artificial intelligence is no match for natural stupidity,
by the
way.
Thank you.
How about a little cowpoke poetry?
Let's do it.
All righty. Hey, if you ain't living, you're dying. If you ain't living, you're dying, the old feller said. His oration kept spinning inside of my head. Sometimes I wondered why he weren't dead. But the old boy's proverb was taunting me. He was ancient and grizzled and long in the tooth. Many decades had passed from the days of his youth. I could not see his vision, to tell you the truth. Now his prophecy keeps haunting me. His fingers were knotted like the twigs of an oak. He walked with a limp, 'cause most every bone broke. His soft voice was raspy, and he coughed when he spoke. And somehow he seemed proud of his scars. What impressed me the most was his zeal for his life. He took pride and honor in his struggles and strife, loved nothing more than his kids and his wife, and wasted none of his time in bars. His horses weren't just equipment nor whimsical trends. They were not only his partners, they were his friends. And when his temper ran short, he always made amends, making certain that they knew his remorse. Because of the dangers, at times he turned lame. Getting piled up or stepped on was no source of shame. He would not retaliate and accepted the blame, never casting the fault on the horse. He used spurs sparingly and would not use a quirt. Nevertheless, still ended up in the dirt. His family doesn't want to see him get hurt, so they suggest that he give up the trade. But he's not afraid of a bump or a bruise, still believes he has to nail on his own shoes, 'cause this life and this living isn't something you choose, it's just how a cowboy is made. It's the only life he's known, and the only way he can bear to get up and start a new day. He just can't help it. It's in his DNA. And that's what makes him keep trying. Now I think I get what the old feller was saying. Spend your time working and a little time playing. Accept the consequences and give thanks by praying. 'Cause if you ain't living, you're dying. Oh, yeah, now I think I get it. There you go.
I got it.
That's it. Yeah. How about a little Dick's Pick?
Ooh, a classic. Yeah,
who's singing this
Sons
week?
Sons of the Pioneers.
Oh, nice. What are they singing?
Yeah, the Hills of Old Wyoming.
Very nice.
Let me ride on the trail in the hills of old Wyoming, where the coyotes wail in the gloaming, for it's there that my heart's at home.
There are not enough O's in smooth.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, good stuff. Sons of the Pioneers.
Was Ken Curtis in there?
I understand he was. I told you he was. You just didn't believe me.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now I understand.
Now I understand.
We got to ditch out to a commercial, okay. And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.